The intent of the cross-check system is to safeguard against voter fraud, but advocacy groups say there are problems. The system is supposed to match first, last, and middle names, Social Security numbers, and birth dates. But critics say it just compares first and last names, resulting in a huge number of apparent double voters. And that means minorities are flagged at a disproportionate rate, according to Helen Kim Ho.
My father and his seven brothers all share the first name Yun and the last name Kim. What differentiates them is that their middle name is different. That isn't an uncommon thing.
Ho is the executive director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice. She's concerned about how Georgia uses the data. The state says it doesn't use the data at all. Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp wasn't available for an interview, but his office told WABE Georgia participates in cross-check only to be transparent and share information with other states. He says the office does not and will never use the system to remove voters from the rolls. Martha Dalton, WABE News.